Yitzhak Yaakov Salom, Parshas Yisrael.
This week's parasha, we have the Aseres HaDibros, and one of the Dibros is Shabbos. And the pasuk says, Zocher is Yom HaShabbos LeKatshoy. So what does Zocher mean? Zocher, to remember Shabbos. The Rashi says, it says Zocher is Yom HaShabbos. It sounds like, Rashi says, the Torah is telling us to do things that remind us of Shabbos. Not just remember Shabbos when Shabbos comes and keep it, but rather more than that, to remember Shabbos. Rashi says, how do you do this? Says Rashi, Zocher Loshon Paul Hu, Kamoi Achol Veshsoi. Like the Torah is telling you, eat, drink. So Zocher, remember. It's not just remember. The Torah is telling you to do something to remember. Says Rashi, what do you do? Tnu Leib Lizkei Tomei Desim Shabbos. Always remember Shabbos. Always remember Shabbos. Not just on Shabbos. Always remember Shabbos, even today. Right? Says Rashi, She'im Niz Daman. That if somebody finds something nice, a nice food item or something nice, keep it for Shabbos. Yeah, and that in this way, this is how you remember Shabbos even during the week, right? As we know, also that's why we say the Shir Shal Yoyim B'Yoyim HaShabbos. Why every day? Because every day to remember Shabbos, not just Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, but every day to remember Shabbos is a mitzvah to remember Shabbos. Right, and you do as well. Mishnah Berurah brings that every time a person says during the week, whatever it is about anything about Shabbos, if he says good Shabbos to somebody on Friday already, or he talks about Shabbos, he's mekayim this mitzvah zochah siyum Shabbos lekatshoy. It's a mitzvah. And Rashi brings the marshal. The marshal Rashi brings is if you find Shabbos. If you find something good, if you find good food, good meat, good fruits, or good expensive, good quality suit or thing, anything, keep it for Shabbos. So the topic I would like to discuss today is Hitzoyis Shabbos, money that we spend for Shabbos. What brought me into this topic was once I was schmoozing with somebody, and he said to me, somebody who's a hardworking person with a family, and he makes Baruch Hashem ends meet more or less, but comes to Shabbos and he goes very wild. Comes to Shabbos, he buys grape juice and wines and drinks and Shabbos parties and things, which you'd have thought to yourself it's not even necessary. And there's so much leftovers and it's just. But he said, I started to ask him, why do you do it? Why are you not more careful? He said, no, Shabbos, everything that I spend for Shabbos is free, he says to me. Everything I spend for Shabbos is free. It's all free. It's free of charge. It's not an offer, it's free. It's completely free. So why not? So he got me thinking. I thought, attacking, maybe he's got a point, maybe he has a point, maybe not. So I decided I'll go into the Inyan, and we'll come out and we'll see that L'chayres, B'chalam, not so pashut. It's not so pashut. We'll go through it slowly. So firstly, the Gemara says in Beitza, this is the famous Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara says like this, Daf Tezana Medalev, Kol mezonoisav shel adam ktsumim leim Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim, or some, yeah, chutz meitzos shabosis veitzos yomto veitzos bonam v'tamu Torah. She'im piches poichsin loy, v'im hoisif meisifin loy. Says the Gemara, that a person's mezonos, a person's parnosa, how much a person is going to earn this year, is all already decided between Hashanah and Kippur. It's decided how much exactly you're going to earn, and that's fixed. It's not going to change. That amount will not change. Right? Ktsuvim l'Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. Besides, says the Gemara, Moitzos Shabbosos v'Yitzos Yom Tov v'Yitzos Talmud Torah. Besides for Yom Tov and Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Talmud Torah as well, school fees, and besides for these things. So what's the more trying to say over here? So how do you look at it? Okay, fine. So fine. So it's decided I'm going to earn a certain amount. I'm going to earn £50,000 this year. But besides for Shabbos Yom Tov, so what does that mean? How do you do it? Practical terms, how does it go? Says Rashi. So Rashi explains a bit of this. Rashi says, let's say what happens to a person at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the winter, he's making good parnasa. He's doing well. Says Rashi like this. Says Rashi, don't think to yourself that okay, I'm doing much better in business. Therefore, I can live a little bit of a better lifestyle. I can spend more money. Says Rashi, no, be careful before you do that. Why? Because you never know. Because it could be that really this part, this way you earn in the beginning of the year, really already belongs a bit to the end of the year already. Because it is. It could be in the summer you might not earn as much. So maybe you're earning a little bit more now in order to be able to balance it out. Then you'll have enough for all year round. Says Rashi, don't think. Rashi says over here, "Kama shasa deyistake b'shana sheinizim misham kotzov leikach vekach kach kach istake b'shana mezuba." Yesh leizoy melasis yetsia meruba. Don't spend, don't overspend. Shlo yisifu leischal mezoynes ela mashe poskuloi, because they're never going to give you more. They're never going to give you more than what is decided already. So mainly, if you overspend because you think now you've got spare money, then you've got to be careful because you can be stuck towards the end of the year. So mainly, that's what the Gemara is telling us over here, that Bebalt and Rosh Hashanah has decided exactly how much we're going to earn. So mainly, be careful. It could very well be that Taka this year has decided you'll earn a lot more. And it could very well be that Taka you can't spend more, but how can you know? You can't know until the end of the year. Mainly, be careful. Mashenkim, when it comes to Shabbos, that is not decided. In other words, when it comes to Shabbos, as much as you spend, doesn't matter how much it is, it's not going to take anything off. It's not going to be deducted from the final amount that you're supposed to be earning this year. Right? It's not going to be deducted. So mainly, even if you think you can spend a little bit more, because you've got a bit of spare cash now, you can spend a bit more, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not going to take away from the end of the year. Right, that's what the Gemara is telling us over here. So the Gemara is telling us that a person can spend for Shabbos and he doesn't have to think. Because anyway, it's going to sort itself out eventually for your general parnasa. Okay, now the Gemara goes further. Fixed wage, yeah.
And then suddenly he starts earning more for Shabbos and buy more for Shabbos.
So there's two ways that you can look at it. We don't know how it goes, what the Chevra Shemayim, but there's two ways that you can look at it. Or this year's decided you'll earn a bit less. Or this year's decided you're going to eventually get a better job. If you do a bit of status, maybe eventually get better. Or you'll get a raise. I mean, we can't know exactly how it works. We can't know exactly. Yeah. Right, if somebody taka alpiteva, it's a very fine according to this. Alpiteva, it looks like the person has children in school and children in high school and children in yeshiva and sem. Then it looks like that. How can you tell me that I'm going to be, but really earning I'm earning the same amount. But now most of it, a lot more of it, is going to schalimud, right? So if a person alpiteva will think to himself, no. So how can, what's chanda schazal? But a meisa. Chazal, that's why it says in Chazal. So there's always different ways that you can look at it. Or you can say this year is the side you learn less. As you say in Chazal, this is the way it works. Or if a person does a little bit of shtadlus, because you have to sometimes do a bit of shtadlus, then you take a kanan a lot more. Because since so much of it is going out of schalimot, so take a nechem, take a person. Okay. So now, this is Gemara. Now the Gemara goes a stage further, and it's the Gemara before this Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara says like this, that because of this halacha, because of this thing, that the Yisrael of Shabbos is not included. In other words, whatever you spend for Shabbos, it's not part of the cheshbon. So in other words, it works completely different cheshbon. So the Gemara says in Beit, so there's also a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Says the Gemara that a person is allowed to go and borrow for Shabbos, and I'll pay back. In other words, since anyway this money is not part of your parnasa, it's not part of that business, that account, it's a separate cheshbon, so maybe you can even go, says the Gemara, a stage further. Tosafot says this, it's learned from this Gemara, that you can go even a step further, and you can even go and borrow in order to be able to spend for Shabbos. How am I going to pay back? Says the Gemara, the Baruch Hashem is maftiach. Believe in me, trust in me, that I'll send the money to you, and you'll be able to pay it back. So, that's Adkan. Now comes along Toysos. And Toysos says like this. The Gemara says, there's another Gemara, the Gemara says in Psochim, there's a few, I say, very good, I say Shabbat Chachoyl, V'al Testarech Lebrius. The Gemara, Bekiva says, it's in Psochim a few times, a person should, if he can't afford if you can't afford anything extra for Shabbos, better better just have a plain, simple Shabbos and Shabbat Chachol, Val Tzedakah Abriyos. Right? And we're talking about that somebody who anyway isn't taking tzedakah, because if he's already taken tzedakah for during the week, he's already taken tzedakah, then he's allowed to, because he's already being Tzedakah Abriyos. But we're talking about somebody who's not Tzedakah Abriyos. He doesn't, can just about afford to live through the week. And we're telling him that if you got an option of borrowing just for Shabbos, just because now Shabbos you need to spend extra, don't. So should you not borrow? What says Toisvah? This is the words of Toisvah. Hani mili kesheinoi lefroya. That Gemara there is talking about when you don't know how to pay back. You don't know how to pay back. Okay. So now there's a few geruses in this Toisvah. So the general accepted gerusa is the Marashal, and most of the Paschim say this is the gerusa, that you don't have any, you don't have a cheshbon. Either is, you don't have a cheshbon, how to pay back, or you don't have mashkonos in your house. The old days was much more, I think, that you have mashkonos, you borrow money, okay, give me a mashkon, give me something expensive, which has got more or less the same value of what you're borrowing. You don't have a mashkon to give up, and just in case you remember to pay, he'll keep it, or all the other Paschim say, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that it means you don't know how you're going to eventually pay back. Right? Wait. So it means, in other words, we're narrowing down a little bit this Gemara. It's not a straightforward Gemara. So Nachum, the Pashtus is, Tosfos is saying, most Paschim say that, it's Aruch HaShulchan say that, Mishnah Berurah brings this down as well, that we're only allowed to borrow if you've got one of two options. Either you've got a mashkoinus and you know if I don't manage to pay back, it's not the end of the world because I'll have to give up my mashkoinus, my expensive items, or because you've got a cheshbon. The Seyda Yoim says because you're a businessman, or because you're working in trade and you know that next week I know I'm going to have a deal and I know I'm going to be able to make this money back and I know that I'll be able to pay it back. Then it's also muta. Mashen kein, if you have no idea how you're going to pay back, you don't know how it's going to come, you're not allowed to borrow. As we stated in Tosfos, that's Shana Gemara. But Kiva says, "Asei Shabbat Chachol," then you cannot borrow. And the Gemara here, they're saying you can borrow, is only because al pi teva I know it makes sense to me. I can work it out. It can happen. That is one gerusa. The next gerusa is the Gon. The Gon has a different gerusa over here in Tosfos, and this is a bit of the this is the bomb over here. Kishe Eloi mi milil voice says the Gon. And it's a double posh this, if once you touch this, means I do not have anybody to borrow from. In other words, Rabbi Akiva says that I've got an option. Either keep Shabbos like a weekday, and by the way, it means just two meals, because like we always have during the week, two meals, not three meals, two plain, simple meals. If I've got an option, either carry on and keep my Shabbos like a chol and have just two plain meals, or I've got an option of taking tzedakah. Says Rabbi Akiva, don't take tzedakah. If it's for the cheshbon of Oynuk Shabbos, do not take tzedakah. Better don't do that. But if I can borrow, that's this Gemara. If I can borrow, I can borrow. Then borrow. The Rebbe Kiva is talking about a case where I don't have an option to borrowing. So I said, Rebbe Kiva, please don't go take it from tzedakah just for Shabbos. If you need anyway, if you anyway have tzedakah, then it's one thing. But if you don't, if you manage without tzedakah, do not go take tzedakah just because of Shabbos. So that's how the Gon is. In other words, it comes out like this, that Lefi the second Mahalach, Lefi the Gon, you can borrow. You don't have to think to yourself, one minute, do I have a mashkin or can I pay it back? No, you don't have to think to yourself like that. If you've got somebody who's maskim to lend you, then you can borrow. Mashen kein, Lefi the first Mahalach, Lefi the Marshal Maram, the Ishel Avraham, the Agos Hashri, the Drisha, the Yaivetz, the Shulchan Charav, all of these paskim, you cannot borrow. You have no rights to borrow if you don't know how you're going to pay back. Right? There is a bit of a question, but the Sfas Emes is more of this. How can you borrow, according to the Gaon, how can you borrow and you don't know how you're going to pay back? How can you do that? It's wrong. Yeah? Says the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says that is Takawai, the first Malach says, you cannot borrow like that. You can't borrow like that. But what about the feeder girl? The feeder girl you're allowed to. So lechoyer, the feeder girl, you're going to have to tell him, listen, I'm borrowing from you, but I want you to know that I don't have a cheshbon how to pay back. And I'm relying on the Gemara. The Gemara says, v'heminu bi v'ani pereya. I'm relying on that. So the lender will think to himself, again, okay, either you'll decide, nevertheless, I'll still lend, or he'll decide, no, I can't, because I can't lend like that, knowing that. It's for him to decide. You can't. That's right. You can't have betochen on Yalam's cheshbon, right? That's the famous line. Right, it's very nice to betochen, but not on Yalam's cheshbon. So then, you're going to have to let him know, be my him, that I'm relying on betochen. I'm relying on this Gemara, and for him to decide what to do about it. Now, between these two girsas, between these two mahalchim, what is the halacha? So there is a Mishnah Berurah here. Mishnah Berurah says this. I'll read you out the words because it's a bit ambiguous. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Umayri will go back. He's going on the Shulchan Aruch. He has no mashkoinus. He doesn't have anything to any mashkoinus. What's the word in English? Mashkoinus. Pledges. He doesn't have any pledges to give over to the malva. That's why he can't borrow. Says Mishnah Berurah, Ubaloi mashkin in yochel hasik. And he can't find somebody who agrees to lend him without a mashkin. Because if not, meaning, if he can't find somebody who agrees to lend him without pledges, then he has to borrow. He's got to borrow for Enoch Shabbos. So it sounds like at the beginning of Mishnah Berurah that we're talking about because you have no mashkoinus. It means because you need really mashkoinus. Then he says, because if you find somebody who agrees to lend you without taking from you a pledge, then you do have to borrow from him. So it sounds like Mishnah Berurah is taking on the halacha, like the girl. He's taking on that a person not only is allowed to borrow, but he must borrow. He must borrow for Enoch Shabbos. And Enoch Shabbos means over here for a third suda, and another extra little food item. The Gemara calls it kasda harsana. The Gemara calls it fish, fried fish, very, very cheap fish. And today the poskim say kigel, something extra for Shabbos, something a Shabbos meichel. That's what you must borrow from, not for anything more than that. It means, it says in Mishnah Berurah, you have to borrow. If you can find somebody who agrees to lend you, it's not even a lot of money. If somebody agrees to lend you, £30, whatever it is, for extra suda and for extra meichel, a special meichel for Shabbos, simply we have to borrow. Even if I don't have any way or any source of paying him back, I don't have any cheshbon because, like the girl says, because you got to rely on the Gemara. The Sharatzion goes on this. The Sharatzion on this says something interesting. The Sharatzion says that the truth is, there is another mahalach. He brings down this other mahalach that we said, that it's only allowed, you're only allowed to borrow if you know how to pay back, as Mishnah Berurah brings. Says Mishnah Berurah, so what do I do between this machloikas of Yahal Machriya? Says Mishnah Berurah these words, Venera, da'koil lefi ha'inyan. Venera, and it seems, da'koil lefi ha'inyan. Everything depends according to the Inyan. What does it mean? What does Mishnah Berurah mean? Everything is according to the Inyan. What does he mean? Very possible Mishnah Berurah means that a person has to think to himself, has to judge himself, do I have this betachon or not? Da'koil lefi ha'inyan. If a person thinks to himself, I don't really believe this, I don't really believe in the Chazal. It means I don't have this clarity, this betochen that Hashem will pay back. Then you've got to adjust things accordingly. Maybe you're not allowed to. Maybe you shouldn't go and borrow without knowing how to pay back. But if not, if a person thinks of himself and a person has to judge properly on himself, if he feels he's got the betochen, then that could be that Mishnah Berurah means Venir Akhil Fiyanyan. These are two mahalchim in the Gemara. How to miyashav the stira between the Gemara and Beitz and the Gemara and Pesachim. Now there's a third mahalach. No, before the third mahalach, let's go back to this. Let's go back to this fellow that he says that he borrows. He has got credit cards and he borrows, and he's got no problem because it's all for free, right? The Gemara says all for free. Is he right or wrong? So you could have thought maybe Taki's got a point. If he's got betochen, that's what he's claiming. We can't know for him where he's holding. If he has betochen, maybe he's right. Maybe he can. Maybe he can take a spend. And maybe this line of everything's free for Shabbos, maybe it's true. But lechera, it's not true. Lechera, it's not true for a few reasons, and I'll go through them one by one. The first reason is like this: this stira which we mentioned before between the Gemara and Beitz, the Gemara and Pesachim. The Torah has another answer to this theorem. It's a very interesting Torah. The Torah says something which he goes out of his normal way, normal style. The Torah says, I spoke to my father many times about this Inyan. about a poor person who can't afford extra for Shabbos, and he says, I asked him about myself, Kamoini, like myself. I've only got a little bit, and I can't afford anything extra for Shabbos. The Torah. That's the Torah's been my God. That he was Ani Morut. And I need other people to help me. If I want to have extra for Shabbos, I need other people to help me. Am I included in this Asei Shabbat Chachol, that I should just carry on, behave on Shabbos side of the week? Or no? Maybe I should do something. Maybe I should take tzedakah, maybe I should borrow. Says the Torah, he asked his father's question. So you'd have thought he asked his father Rosh. Then his father is going to give him a yeshuv. Says the Torah, he never answered me. He didn't give me a yeshuv. He didn't tell me anything clear. He didn't want to answer me. He didn't want to answer me. Right? It's interesting. Says the Torah, I said, I didn't know what to do. Well, so what should I do? Says the Torah, I found a Rashi in Pirkei Avos. What's the Rashi saying in Pirkei Avos? The Gemara, when the Gemara quotes Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara goes further. And the Gemara says, the Gemara just quotes a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in others that heavy Azkanom Bekal Kanesh Rotzka Svi Regibur Kari. Right? The Gemara just quotes it. So Rashi says there, what's Rashi on the Mishnah and others, he says, what's the Gemara connecting these two things? Asesh Shabbat Chachol, and also a person should last of Sinu Bichu Shemayim, he should also be Mazar Zatzma. What's the connection? Says Rashi's come to tell us that even though Bekiva is right, he says Asesh Shabbat Chachol, it's true. But nevertheless, a person should a person should put all his effort and try and find ways that he should be able to mechabit the Shabbos. Even though he can't, he should try and find. Says the Torah, I thought of a new idea. What's Rashi mean? He should try and find new ways of being mechabit the Shabbos. So one way is borrowing. Says the Torah, there's another way. You don't have to go and borrow. That's one way, true. Says the Torah, another way. And that is, a person should be metzamtzem what he spends during the week, and put aside, every time he earns a little bit during the week, put that aside for Shabbos. And that's called Lazarus Atzmoy. You know, you're feeling it during the week. The person Lazarus himself, and he puts a bit of, every time he puts a bit together, and then he spends the extra for Shabbos. It's called being Mitzamtam. Right? So these stories here of Yosef Moichel Shabbos, that he put aside, it's a halacha. Right? It's not just a Meridika thing. Right? That's what in Shulchan Aruch Paskens. Shulchan Aruch Paskens, the first sif in Hilchas Shabbos. אפילו מי שצורך לאחרים, אם יש לו מעט מי שלא יצורך לזה את עצמו לחבץ השבס, ולא יאמרו יעשה שבת חכויל, אלא מי שעשות חוקו ביוסה, הכן צורך לצמצם בשעה יום כדי לחבץ השבס. A person should put aside every day a little bit, מחבץ השבס. And that's Pshat the Gemara, so slowly, Mashenke, so that means always, you've got two types of people, you've got somebody, he's so poor, he's earning so little that he can't even be mitzamtzem. He can't even be mitzamtzem. He's just got bread and onions and a bit of water, and he can't be mitzamtzem. Such a person, says Rabbi Akiva, say Shabbat Chachol. And again, like we said, that's only if he's not taking from tzedakah. If he's taking from tzedakah, then he has to take from tzedakah as well for this. But a person who's managing, managing, and it's impossible even to mitzamtzem a tiny bit, to put away for Shabbos, a person does not have to. He does not have to. And he doesn't have to borrow either. He doesn't have to take from tzedakah either. That's the bekiva of Asei Shabbat Chachol. Mashenkin, a person is earning a little bit more, and he can put aside, then a person has to put aside and keep that for Shabbos. That says the Torah, that's pshat in the Gemara, levu elai v'ani periya. I'll give you a new pshat, not pshat borrow from others. Levu elai means borrow from yourself. Borrow from your own budget, take off a bit from your own budget. And it's very geschmack, because I'll say, don't think that you're not taking off from your budget. You're not. You might be thinking, I can't, but I've got a minimum, I can't live on any less. Says Chazal, no, this is not called less, because if you're using it for Shabbos, then it's not part of the cheshbon that you have on Rosh Hashanah. Then on Rosh Hashanah, if they decided that you're going to earn this week £300, and you'd put aside £100, then there's still £100 extra, and you earned £300, and you decided to put away £100 for Shabbos, then you've got £100 still spare, and you're eventually going to get it sometime during the year. Don't think, that's Shabbat Ani Pereya. Ani Pereya means you're going to eventually get it back. You're going to find it eventually somewhere in your earnings.
Borrowing from yourself.
Yeah, borrowing from yourself. Yeah, that's a... Means in other words, borrow, and it's a lie, it's on my cheshbon, because I'm eventually going to sort you out. Yeah? Yeah. I'm gonna go down that line. I'm gonna go down that avenue. So now, all I want to just bring out from this tour, why is the tour going on to this new idea of being mitzamtzem? Just go and borrow. He asked his father, what should he do? So he said, I found this new idea. Why do you have to do that? Just go and borrow. The Gemara Doch says, Mevur Elai definitely means borrow from others. No one's arguing with that. He's just being Mechadosh, it can also mean borrow from yourself. But everybody agrees, so why can't you just go and borrow? And especially if you're learning how to go and you're allowed to borrow out, the Torah definitely was about Betochen. The Gaon says that if you have Betochen, then the Rosh Hashanah will, don't worry, you'll get it back. You'll be able to find a way to pay this fella back. So why is the Torah find this new idea? Right? So the Paskim say, Ibn Nisim Karelitz brings this, and he says something interesting. He says, if a person has Oynik Shabbos, he has Oynik Shabbos already. Let's say he managed with this way, this new way of being with Samson. Yeah, and he's got Oynik Shabbos, very, very, very little, but it's Oynik Shabbos. So who gives you the right to go and borrow now more? Maybe you can't borrow more. You only have to. It's not only allowed. You only have to borrow for Oynik Shabbos. But now that you've got Oynik Shabbos, who told you that you've got rights to borrow more Oynik Shabbos? You've got Oynik Shabbos already. Yeah? And for the tour, this little bit extra is ready Oynik Shabbos for him. So that was the tour. He wasn't sure. I'm allowed to go and borrow for Oynik Shabbos because I don't have any Oynik Shabbos. And his father didn't really answer him. So the tour found a new way that he knows for sure it's not a problem. He can, by doing this idea of being with Samson. But once he's got Oynik Shabbos, then there's no rights anymore to go and borrow. Now today, so the level's a little bit different, yeah? So we're living in a generation where we don't live so betzimtzum. Most of us can afford even a little bit more than normal food during the week. So for us, Oynik Shabbos means a little bit extra on Shabbos, to feel a little bit Yimanikas of Shabbos, to have good meat, the good cholent, the good kigel, the chicken, but then to say that, no, Oynik Shabbos, I can do what I like. No, say the Paschim, because we're in this tour, there's no rights to do that. There's a Rashi. Rashi says in Beitza, Rashi says there that when a person says it's all Shabbos, the Gemara says it's not included, says Rashi, wherever level he is financially, that is what they'll give him back for. So if somebody's holding, somebody's a ben Torah and his income is minimum, so for him, he's used to living a little bit below a standard. So he's only got, that which we say that you're allowed to spend on Shabbos, and don't worry, it's not part of your cheshbon for parnasa, that's according to his level, a little bit more. Somebody who's living more comfortably, somebody's living better off, he can spend more, because that's according to his level, just extra kiggle is not going to really make, he has to have a little bit more to make the difference. And then, that's also going to be included. But every person is only according to his level. It's not just that there's no cheshbon at all. The Rambam says, kol hamarba boitzor is Shabbos, v'tikul ma'acholim rabim toivim, harizim meshubach. The more you spend for Shabbos, the merrier, right? The more, and it's true, the more you spend for Shabbos, harizim meshubach. Right? It's not just kol hamarba sabi sis mitzrayim, there's lots of things that the Rambam says, harizim meshubach. That the more, the merrier, right? But nevertheless, the Rambam says, he starts off, hakoil lefi memoyne shel odom. It's all according to your financial status. It's all according to how much you can afford, and how much it makes sense. You can't just go mad, you can't just go wild, and because you have a credit card, then you can just say it's all for free. It's very clear, it's only hakoil lefi memoyne shel odom.
It's not different to the first one.
The first what?
The first one you just said was good towards level.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm putting together. Yeah, a koel if you manage
a lot of them. The first one seems to suggest just a little bit, you're used to this, just a little
short. I think the Rambam's going even further. The Rambam says, let's say somebody, he's got money to spend. I might go into also a little bit of this. He's got enough, plenty of money to spend, and he can decide to use it for Shabbos. Even such a person, a koel if you manage a lot of them. Right? He can go. Of course, he can spend a lot more. But even for him, it's according to what he can't go and say, let me go and borrow from credit cards. He's also got limitations. Right? Every person, he's got his. But I'm just using it for somebody who's a poor person, somebody who can't, and he's struggling. So again, he can't say, I've got a credit card, and what's the problem? Because it's all for free, eh? Yeah, Shulchan Aruch Rav also says a person can only borrow. A person can only borrow because Shulchan Aruch Rav takes on. You have to have a mashka. He says that which the Rambam says Harei Meshubach. It's only because he knows he can pay it back eventually because he's got mashkenas. Now it sounds like from this Shulchan Aruch Rav, he's not saying because you have to have a mashka. It sounds like he's saying that it's only according to your limitations. Only what makes sense. Only what makes sense. If the Paskim say, if a person decides he wants to go every Shabbos, he wants to go to the to who knows where, to he wants to go every to another island he wants to go to hotels and he wants to go to Guadeloupe and he wants to go to all these islands in the, what do you call it, in the Bahamas for every Shabbos, all parties of Shabbos. Does it make sense or not? So maybe once a year, maybe it does. But a person has to know where he's holding. A person has to know what's part of his level. Right? The Paskim say, that's what I just now said, that they bring from Abraham Pichas Scheinberg. He says that you can't spend the tzoros mugzomos, just overspend and just spend however much you want and not think and just say it's all for free. He says this mamash, he says this clear. Yeah, the Gemara says the Gemara in Beitza says there va'aminu bi, believe in me, and I'll pay you back. So the Ben Chananel says there va'aminu sha'az milachem b'brocha b'maisei deichem k'moy shetifru k'dei shetifru mashlekach l'malvo. Believe in me that I'll arrange the money to come back to you in order to pay back these chovas. Right now. A person, if you think about it, if a person b'teva is a pazrin, right? A person, if it's b'teva pazrin means he spends. So now let's try and work this out. So let's say he comes one Shabbos and he says, it's Shabbos. What's the problem? And by the way, if he pays all his school fees as well, then you know maybe he's holding by it, right? So if it's not his Shabbos, so it's Shabbos. Okay, fine. So he's spending £500, £400 he's spending for Shabbos, right? Way above what he needs to spend, right? Because it's Shabbos. So the Gemara says, but I'm going to give it back to you. When I give it back to you, it's not to keep, it's to pay back, right? I'm giving it back. But now, what's this person going to do with this money he gets back next week, or 3 weeks, or a month's time? What's he going to do with that money? Is he going to pay it back? No, because he's a pazrin. He has to know. Is he taka keeping cheshbon? The Gemara says it's only that you can borrow, but then you should know that eventually you'll get this money. You're going to get... Now, it's a very difficult for the person to think to themselves, wait, I've got spare money over here. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I've got it back. I can pay back this person who lent me. But if a person is a pazur and he needs to know that it's not to spend, this money is not to spend, the money is to pay him back, right? So even if you want to say this fella's right, right? But if he's paying credit cards, if eventually he goes up and up and up and up and he's not paying it back, so obviously he's using up the money that he's got, that he's getting back to pay it back, and he's using it for his own things. So izicha doesn't shtim. I just finish off, right? So we pointed out, even somebody who's holding, he's Baruch Hashem much more very stable financially, and he can afford to spend a lot for Shabbos. The Paskim say, but it's only with its Oynik Shabbos. If it's Oynik Shabbos, only with its Oynik Shabbos. So I'll give you an example. They bring from Rabbi Yashiv that somebody, he invites lots of people for Shabbos. He invites lots of people, right? He has a full Shabbos table. So they asked him, is it all part of its own Shabbos? It costs a lot more than meal. So they asked him, is it part of Shabbos? So he said, I think he said this. They also bring from Chaim Kanievsky this as well. He says, those people, they're having Oynik Shabbos, very nice. But you're spending money on them. But is it your Oynik Shabbos? No, it's your Mekayim Mitzvah Tzedakah. You're being very nice, and you're helping other people to have a warm place, have a warm home to spend their Shabbos table, right? But is it your Oynik Shabbos? So say this, if you're enjoying their company, and it's enhancing your Oynik Shabbos, then yes, it is included. But if not, then it's not included, right? So not everything you spend for Shabbos is all part of Oynik Shabbos. Somebody once asked if Shem is Alman, Now he has an elderly mother abroad, and he travels to her every so often. So he travels to her for Shabbos. So he wanted to know if the ticket that he's paying, that he's, the flight, is also part of it, so it's Shabbos. He's going for Shabbos. So it's the same thing. Why are you going? You're going to visit your mother. Are you going to enjoy your company? But if not, you're doing it because you're doing Mamash and Mitzvah's Kibbutzim, and you're there for her. Then who said this part? Who said this part of being Shabbos? Right? Who said this part? Who said this part? Right? So again, so a person needs to know it's also only things which is only Shabbos. Only things that Hitaka is enjoying and it's Mechabit to Shabbos. Yeah. End off of here. Rashi says over here that where are you going to get the money back from? Says Rashi. Simcha Shatem Oisim Bishvila Kadosh Baruch Hu Harei Mozchem Hitazo Eschem Neshalam HaKupesechem HaMaseichem Shatil Bishvila. Do you know what's going to bring back? Do you know how you're going to get the money back? Do you know how the Baruch Shem is going to pay you back? Through the Simcha that you have through doing things Bishvila Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is going to bring back. That is going to what's going to cause to be able to get the money back. So now it's not just the betachon, yeah, trust, yeah. No, it's interesting. It's the oynik Shabbos itself. The oynik Shabbos that you're enjoying Shabbos that gives the Bein Shem such nachas, and the Bein Shem says, "Listen, he's doing it for me. He's ma'anikas a Shabbos for me, and he's borrowing. He can't afford his own. Then I'm going to pay him back." We don't have to. We don't have to come to these circumstances. We should be zoicha to be able to afford to have ma'anikas a Shabbos karoy. The Rambam says with the macholim called.